Today we'd like to see the title of the dwelling place in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 22. For online courses of people over the world, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Question 1, in verse 12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealths of Israel and strangers from the covenants of a promise, having no hope and without God in the world. What does the sentence of you were without Christ mean? What does the sentence of you were without Christ mean? Question 2. In verse 19, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. What does it mean? What does this verse mean? The last question 3 in verse 22. In whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. What the phrase of a dwelling place of God mean? What the phrase of a dwelling place of God mean? First of all, we'd like to see a little background for weekly reading. First of all, this letter called a letter from prison. While disciple Paul was in prison, disciple Paul sent this letter to Ephesians Christians. So the first imprisonment years probably from 62 through 63 AD. So at that time, disciple Paul was imprisoned. Then 1 year or 2 years or 3 years released. For the release, disciple Paul had the last mission trip or the first mission trip. Then disciple Paul was imprisoned again from 66 through 67 AD. So the letters from prison, here we can see Ephesians chapter 3 verse 1 said in prison. Also Philippians chapter 1 verse 7, just as it is right for me to think this over you all, because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my chains. So in my chains, indicating imprisoned disciple Paul or apostle Paul, in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. Colossians, the disciple Paul sent a letter to Colossians, chapter 4, verse 10, also indicates Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, greet you with Mark, the cousin of Barnabas, about whom you received instruction. If he comes to you, welcome him. So, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians are letters sent from prison. Also, Philemon's, also, chapter 1, verse 9. Yet, for love's sake, I later appeal to you, being such a one as Paul, the aged, and now also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So Philemon's letter written by disciple Paul in prison, also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Then disciple Paul released, so book of Acts chapter 28 verse 30, we see, then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him. So basically, disciple Paul rented a house, then he received the people, then taught God's word to them and pray for them. You know, basically, apostles' priority ministry had been done by Paul. Then, disciple Paul sent a letter to 1 Timothy and Titus while he had the first mission trip. Then, disciple Paul was imprisoned the second time, the last time, just before he was martyred by Nero, the emperor. The 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 16. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often depressed me and was not ashamed of my chain. Not ashamed of my chain. So we believe that the 2 Timothy was the last letter by Apostle Paul. While he was imprisoned the second time. About 2 years, Paul made a minister of a word here. Book of Acts chapter 19. Book of Acts chapter 19 verse 10 said, and this continued for 2 years, so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks, while disciple Paul stayed in Ephesus. Paul sent this letter to Ephesians about Jews and Gentiles to be one because of Christ himself, our peace and our cornerstone. So as long as either Jews or non-Jew, who is a Gentiles, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior, so all of them are one body, one family, one divine family. Here, verse 11. Therefore, remember that you once Gentiles, non-Jews, because Ephesians is the people who lived in Ephesus, belonged to Greece. So obviously, Greek isn't non-Jew, right? So-called as a Gentile. Once a Gentile in the flesh, so because you were born a Greek, so you are non-Jew in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision. So Gentiles were not required circumcisions. Uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands. The Jews, book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 8, then he gave him, God gave him, Abraham, the covenant of circumcision. And so Abraham begot Isaac and circumcised him on the eighth day. And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot the 12 patriarchs, or 12 sons. Genesis chapter 17, verse 10, this is my covenant, which you shall keep between me, God, and you, Abraham, and Abraham's descendants after you, after Abraham. Every male child among you shall be circumcised. That's a covenant between Abraham's descendants and God. That is what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands. So basically, the Jewish people called the Ephesians as a Gentile uncircumcision. Verse 12. Then at that time, so you were without Christ. What does it mean? You, Ephesians, were without Christ, which meaning you were non-Christian. You were unbelievers. Which Ephesians were unbelievers at that time. Now you are believers. So called as saints, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel. So you unbeliever, you are irrelevant from Israelites in Israel country, aliens, which means foreigners, irrelevant to Israel, because you didn't believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who descended from Abraham, and strangers from the covenant of promise. So covenant of promise is a stranger too. So this is a plural, not only covenant of circumcision to Abraham, covenants plural, another is a blessing covenant to Abraham. Chapter 18, verse 18, book of Genesis. Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in Abraham. So, that all the nations, how? Because Jesus derived from Judah. Judah tribe coming from Jacob or Israel. Israel coming from Isaac. Isaac coming from Abraham. That's why it's through Jesus Christ, all nations, all believers are blessed here. So, when you Ephesians were non-Christian, you were strangers, irrelevant to the covenants of a promise, including blessing covenants to Abraham. Having no hope and without God in the world. So God is a living God. Without God, God is three persons, God the Father, Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So totally irrelevant to God. But now in Christ Jesus, Son of God, right? Christ Jesus coming from through Abraham. So Abraham's blessing covenant through Jesus Christ is going to Ephesians, Gentiles, to who believe in Jesus Christ. You who once were far away, have been brought near by the blood of Christ. Because of Jesus Christ's blood, so because you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, your sin was completely cleansed. Because of Jesus' resurrection, you have a new life. So verse 14, for he himself is our peace. The Lord Christ himself is our peace. Because of the Lord Jesus Christ, we can have a reconciliation with God the Father, because our sin was cleansed by the blood of Christ. So he himself is our peace. Who has made both one? Here, both Jews and non-Jews, or Jews and Gentiles, one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation. So here, Jewish group, non-Jews, broken down middle group. For example, online ministry right now, online word for global crusade. Really, inflation, a lot of separation. The Greek, or Hungarian, Nigerian, Kenyan, English, a lot of it. But through the Lord Jesus Christ, everybody download MP3 and the PDF file, like that. So over a million people visited so far. So this is really showed us Jesus Christ himself broke down, all wall of separation. Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, neither Korean nor American, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Christ is all. So the issue is whether or not we believe in Christ. That's all. Romans, if you do not believe, you have no hope. You're gone. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no distinction. between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord of all is rich to whom? To all who call upon him. Here, the issue, all who call upon him, call upon Christ. This particular verse really God revealed to Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hill heart ministry. Regardless of race, wealth, the church is a rich church or a poor church, regardless of wealth or what types of race, you know, black or white or yellow, really brown, you know, whatever, regardless of the issue is who call upon him. Issue is a heart dedicated to Christ. Always focus on. So 6 years ago, we, our board member, we focus on, you know, heart ministry. So far, you know, God has built up Calvary Chapel Anaheim Hill. So we are seeing Christ as the head, you know, really controlling. Although we don't know each other, you know, fully, but we see. Then, verse 15, having abolished in his flesh and the enmity or the enemy, so flesh is in his flesh, meaning Jesus Christ's body, you know, blood shed and broken body. So Jesus, you know, cleansed away, you know, all barriers, not only race, you know, also gender, you know, the age or education, wealth. That is the law over commandments contained in the audience. Here, the law of a commandment contained in audience. Basically, law is good because the Lord is the word of God. You know, so that is good. Also, the law is coming from God, so the law also is holy. But that holiness reveals our sins. So that's why, you know, because of God's law, acknowledge we are really sinners. So what type of sin? That's why we need mediate the Lord Jesus Christ. So as to create in himself one new man. So in Christ, everybody is a new creature. The 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation, or new creature. All things have passed away, all things. I was born in Korea. When I was born, really irrelevant, or male or female, or rich family or poor family, irrelevant. All things have passed away. Behold, look, all things have become new. So, whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is one body. Because Jesus Christ is all, also we are in Jesus. From the two here, Jews or non-Jew, just making peace, no separation. Peace, you know, operation, core body. And that he, Christ, might reconcile them meaning Jews and non-Jews, both to God in one body. So we are all one body in God. Through the cross, because the cross means, you know, Jesus' crucifixion, you know, to cleanse away, you know, our sin, bloodshed, broken body. That meaning, thereby putting to death the enmity, the enemy. So, because of the cross, then resurrection, so the Christians or saints shall never die, but have everlasting life. And he, Christ, came and preached peace to you who were afar off, and to those who were near. So Christ, you know, preached peace. And so we know that, you know, that, you know, the verse, Jesus said, you know, whoever come to me, you know, I will give it my peace. You know, that's not like that is probably this month, you know, meditation, you know, verse. That's right. John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give it to you. Not as the world gives you, I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So Jesus preached the peace right here. Verse 18. For through him, through Christ, we both, Jews, Gentiles, have both access by one Spirit to the Father. One Spirit to the Father. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Whenever you need, we would receive, you know, grace. So this one in the Old Testament, you know, we should go through the priest, right? So, but now there is high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, mediator, who have through Jesus Christ's name directly and talk with God the Father. That's called as a prayer, right? Then Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So, you know, God, you know, is giving us every spiritual blessings. That's why whenever we face difficulty, hardship, you know, we can rejoice in always. You know, because real, you know, source of joy is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So that kind of is one example. So supreme blessing, many everlasting life, you know, the fruit of Holy Spirit, or gift of Holy Spirit, you know, many things, you know, every spiritual blessing. Verse 19, now therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners. From where? From God, right? But fellow citizens, fellow, and all together, same, you know, group. Fellow citizens, heavenly citizens, right? With the saints, sentiment, believer, and the members of the household of God. So we are all divine family members. Divine family members. So having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets. Apostles is in New Testament. The prophet is Old Testament. So, you know, apostle, prophets, everybody, they're talking about Jesus Christ, based upon Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ, to Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. So, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom, in Christ, the whole building, here whole building meaning the visible, the facility, not so, here being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for dwelling place of God in the Spirit. This is not, you know, physical building, touchable, tangible building. So the physical alive people need a tangible building because of our physical body. Bodies are limited to time and place. That's why we need a physical building. But here, spiritual in one spirit on universe, on the earth. So everybody here, one spiritual building, the dwelling place. Second Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 18. When Solomon dedicated the temple to the Lord, he said, but will God indeed dwell with men on the earth? Rhetorical question. No, God will not. Behold, look, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, contain God. How much less this temple which I have built. So the temple over Solomon is much less than the dwelling place of God. God, you know, omnipresent. You know, because of our physical body limitation, that's why we need, you know, the facility. Let's see each question in verse 12. Dead at that time, you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. What does the sentence of "you were without Christ" mean? Which meaning? You meaning Ephesians were non-Christian or were non-believers, totally irrelevant to God at that time when they did not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, Savior. Question 2 in verse 19. Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners from God, but fellow citizen, rather than fellow citizen, all citizen, heavenly citizen, with the saints, with the believers, and members of the household of God. What does it mean? So now you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you are citizens of a heavenly kingdom with the other saints, other believers together, and members, you are members of the household of God. You are divine family members. Everybody is the one. That's awesome. So now, still at this moment, somebody is visiting on, you know, website, download an MP3 and app file. But so all people are one members of a divine family. Question 3 in verse 22, in whom you also are being built together for dwelling place God in the Spirit. What the phrase of dwelling place of God means. Here, dwelling place of God means God's building, which meaning among Christians, among saints. So dwelling place of God, meaning God's place, which meaning in the spiritual sense is all Christians, you know, building. So spiritual building, not like a physical thing. So when, you know, Jesus come again in heaven, so not in a church building, will not be cut off, you know, with the Lord Jesus Christ, who is coming in heaven. Just our, you know, Christians, the spirit and soul, you know, cut off. So our body, physical body, would be gone, but the new body would be created by heaven. Let's just sing song all together, the song number 4 or 5. Then we will conclude our Bible study. God bless you, Richard. Thank you.